questions. Our students are ready if you're ready with the answers. The first question was, how many people did it take in a territory before we could ask for statehood? And the second question was, who was the father of statehood?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Broth.
Mr. Chairman, I defer the answer to Senator Sutton.
Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Senator Bros, and good thing I prepared, because I defer this question to our counsel, Mr. Orban.
I was unaware of that.
I know that you all would like to answer this question, and I know you're all well prepared, but to just to save you a little time, I'll have my students answer this question for you.
I think that would be very wise. We might get the right answer.
How many people did it have to be in a state before it could ask, or in a territory before it could ask for statehood?
60,000.
Okay,
60,000. 60,000.
And who was considered the father of statehood?
Joseph Millett. Ward.
And Millett was the first governor. They probably didn't. I don't want to give them too much. It was?
Joseph Ward.
Joseph Ward, wasn't it?
Joseph, now, senators, you do have the answers. Would you please jot them down in your book? We will have the same test next week.
I think Senator Sutton should stay after class.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Broth.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so that the students know, I remember that very well, that there were 60,000 of us at that time. And, of course, our last territorial, I don't know if they called him governor or the first governor, was from Watertown, and that was Governor Millett. We have what is an Chamber of Commerce kind of helps me go back and forth. We have the Millett House, which is a site that if you're ever in northeast South Dakota, and with all you've done studying South Dakota, make it a point to go to the Millett House. They take a lot of pride in the restoration and the various artifacts that they have there. Love to have you, and while you're there, give me a call. We might even go to the Dairy Queen.
The governor has told us that he's going to stop and have lunch with us someday, so now we've got the governor for lunch and you for the Dairy Queen.
Yes, Miss Nettie, let me just say, please enroll him in your school, because the governor was a former student of mine, so good luck.
Thank you very much.
Shall Senator, we ask which I'd rather have, lunch or Dairy Queen?
We have another question. Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you. Since I flunked that test, and you're going to put Valesky on this committee and kick me off, you know. I have a question for the kids. You might remember this. Last year, we enacted and added another thing to our list of state things that we recognize, a state dessert. And do any of you or your teacher know what the state dessert is? Because we just passed this here a couple years ago.
I believe it's Coogan, isn't
that
it?
That is correct. That is correct.
I'm Norwegian.
We are going to amend that to Lefse. I'm also Norwegian. Do we have any other comments from the or questions from the committee? If not, we want to thank you very, very much for coming up and testifying. I think it's very important, and I'm amazed. I think we all should maybe try to get enrolled in that school.
When we were here the first time, we were listening as we were waiting. I believe it was in the house. We were listening to problems with what to do with high school kids that are caught drinking, and should they be suspended from sports. Listening to that bill and waiting for our bill to come up that day brought to mind the difference between positive and negative in our schools. And there does seem to be an off balance at times with the problems that we do have in school and the problems that our schools are facing. Our little schools, only 4 children, we're facing a possible shutdown. And that is just a fact that we, but we would like to take all those kids that are in trouble and bring them out to our school.
I think you do a very good job with them, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other proponents to 1173? Other proponents to 1173. are there opponents to 1173? Any opponents to House Bill 1173? Seeing none, we'll close this for committee action and discussion.
Chairman.
Senator Broz.
I believe that this bill has already had a due pass by Senator Huttmacher and my second, so we would now be going into discussion and vote. Is that correct?
Okay. I apologize. I was not here at that meeting. I was absent. And so maybe Senator Sutton and I will both go to see the principal. So we have a... Okay, the motions were withdrawn, so I'm not going to see the principal. We will have any discussions or disposition of it. Senator Huttmacher made a due pass motion, seconded by Senator Broz. Further discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, say nay. Hi. 1173. Good bill.
Aye.
Senate bill, or House bill, House bill 1173 will go to the floor, due pass.